This is GQDN for Wednesday, October 30th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Put in the promo code QUEST to get that delicious stuff for 25% off. Oh, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. patreon.com/thegroupquest. Yeah, that works. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some controllers coming to you. We got some games. Oh, we got some game releases coming too, along with some updates to games and a little bit of PlayStation news. But we will begin today with Nintendo. Two articles, one subject. Eurogamer.net and NintendoEverything.com. Because Nintendo did deny the rumors that the Mario Club employees will be laid off. Now, there were some rumors about the Mario Club, if you remember, that 150 people would be let go. And Leak Press did claim that, said the groups will be impacted. But there was a Nintendo statement about the situation, and they said, quote, "We have confirmed with Mario Club Company that the rumored information in the report is untrue." Now, the Mario Club Company is doing some game testing, and they're debugging some Nintendo games, which would include Luigi's Mansion 2 HD, Princess Peach, Shadow Time, and Super Mario Brothers, Wonder. So they are working on those games right now. Now, Eurogamer did say that the initial report of the layoffs did say that the condition was a bit different from the, quote, eviction rooms, end quote. And that was the thing that Bandai Namco was accused of. And if you remember, Bandai Namco was not laying off its staff, but they were sent to the rooms with nothing to do. But the company was said to be putting pressure on the staff to resign voluntarily, so that way they could avoid the layoff situation. But Ubisoft is indeed releasing a game, among all that, and it's called the RPG Champions Tactics, Grimoria Chronicles. That'll be a free PC game where you can build all the team of heroes, where you could take on some other players in some turn-based battles. But that's on the blockchain. And each of your characters is treated as an NFT. And there's an alpha gameplay trailer up on YouTube about the game. So in order to be in the game, you'll need the OSS blockchain and the compatible blockchain wallet associated with your Ubisoft account to play with each game's champions. And there are 75,000 of them at launch. So this game is going to be a thing. Enjoy. Now, EA was doing some talking, and they were talking to the Apex Legends players, according to PC Gamer, because the players had concerns that this was going to start looking like Overwatch 2. So that was during an earnings call, and that's where EA CEO's Andrew Wilson to tackle the question whether Apex Legends players could get a sequel or a 2.0 version of the game. But the answer seemed to be pretty clear, and that was a no. So here's what Wilson did say, and he took it from IGN. Quote, "Typically, what we have seen in the context of live service-driven games at scale is a version 2 thing has almost never been successful as the version 1 thing. And so actually, the objective right now is to ensure that we are continuing to support the global player base that we have had deliver them new, innovative, creative content on a season-by-season basis, as well as build these other things, but build them in a way that players do not have to give up the progress that they made or the investment that they put into the existing ecosystem. At any time, we cause global player community to have choose between the investments they've made to date and future innovation and creativity. That's never a good place to put our community in," end quote. So it doesn't look like it's going to happen. But PlayStation was doing some talking too, because according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, the studio bosses are committed to the IPs in some creative risks. And it was the CEO, Herman Hulst, because he was talking about his new IP from the PlayStation Studios and how his developers are taking some creative risks. But he also said that PlayStation needs to be very careful to ensure that would deliver what players want. Now, that was via a press release that also explained the closure of the Concord developer Firework Studios, because he said that he was a, quote, big believer in creative experimentation in developing new IP, end quote. But he also wanted some, quote, substantial financials, end quote, for the growth. Now, the closure of Firewalk was not a surprise, but Hulst also did say, quote, we need to be strategic in bringing our games to new platforms and recognize when our games fall short of meeting players' expectations. But they also said, according to PlayStation Lifestyle again, that they need to take a look at the live service games to, quote, evolve revenue streams, end quote. So once again, Herman Hulst was talking, and he was in the press release saying that PlayStation would need to expand the live service mobile portfolio so that way they could evolve the revenue streams. That's why Sony is making a push into the games as a service. And a lot of people, according to the site, does not like that at all. Because Hulst did say that the single player games aren't making enough money. Here's what he said, quote, expanding beyond PlayStation devices and crafting engaging online experiences alongside our single player games are key focal areas for us as we evolve our revenue streams, end quote. That is why they're looking at the live service and mobile games. Now, talking about games again, going back to NintendoEverything.com, the turn-based tactical roguelike Rogue Waters is now heading to Switch, and the release for the game is planned for February 4th next year. Now, Rogue Waters is a pirate game, which is a turn-based tactical roguelike from Ice Code Games. So if you're interested in being a pirate with some turn-based game, with a turn-based game, then this one might be right down your alley. But if you got Power World like me, you might want to log in, because PC Games and it did say that Power World now have some skins for Halloween, and there is a YouTube video about all that. And while the site does not tell you how to get them, they're just saying that it's available. But you have to make sure you got the right pals to put them in the right costumes, or the right skins, that is. So go have fun with Power World. Now, if you got Call of Duty Black Ops 6, IGN did say that, well, Activision did announce Season 1 plans. And that was due to a blog post, because now you get to go to a new multiplayer map called Nuketown. And now you can enjoy the 1950s motif with all the chaos you can bring. Here's what Activision did say about this, quote, this remaster remains extremely faithful to the original design and layout of the map, even down to the precise placement of parked vehicles and other scenery, harking back to the original three-lane design. Further quote, at the start of Season 1, deploy to the new Area 99 Resurgence map and a free-to-play Call of Duty Warzone update, which you can do too. So this is going to be in the Nevada desert, and you get to play in the desert if you do some Black Ops 6. Now, we will end today with a couple of controllers. Usually they'd be in the middle of the show, but this looks really good. My Nintendo News said that Sega and PDB debut Sonic Realms Switch Pro wireless controller is indeed coming this December. And the artwork on this thing is wow. You have the Shadow Sonic character on the right side, which is where you would put your hand, and you have the Chaos Control emblem on the left side. All the buttons are red, and your directional buttons are also red. All the other buttons are black. And what's in the middle? A whole bunch of artwork. City, all that stuff. Mostly blue, but buildings and a road, just well done. So this will be available on PDP.com, and that will be available December 7th, 2024. If you got an Xbox, Turtle Beach might have you hooked up, because the Stealth Pivot controller will be available. The shipping date is November 2024, and it is valued at $130. Now, Turtle Beach did say one controller, two layouts. Say hello to the Stealth Pivot. revolving modules, Hall Effect anti-drift thumbsticks, adjustable trigger stops, programmable buttons, connected command display, PC, Xbox, and mobile, and is designed for Xbox, PC, console, phone. If you got an Xbox, take a look at that controller. It looks really good. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. It is Halloween, or Halloween weekend for some people, next couple of days. So, parents, watch what the kids get. Always inspect the candies. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people, and happy Halloween!